Nick.
Lots and lots of money.
Rich? Want to be rich?
Yeah, that's it. I want to be rich. Boom. Oh,
that's like a minute in, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Start it whenever you want, man. Hey.
I don't think that's the song.
No, no, it's a song. It's just not the
wrong part. Oh, it's the wrong part. Yeah. Part of this. Yeah.
Yep, perfect.
Yay.
Nailed it.
There we go. See?
Good afternoon, gamblers.
Tony. Hey, how are you?
How's everyone doing today?
Good.
This is Bro, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. Yeah, I don't worry about it, Gorms.
I said six bro bros in there.
It doesn't matter. Jeffrey Gorman's here. He's the original guy, I guess.
The original bro.
Todd McComas is here.
Hello.
I'm your host, Tony Nicolio. And then we got Zeets on the ones and twos working the board. There he is. There he is. Guys, he's a talented board man back there. He really is. Happy birthday, Todd.
Thank you.
How about that? Big day today on the gambling front if it's your birthday.
Odds are in your favor.
Gorms will cover all of your bets today.
Okay, sweet.
Happy birthday.
That's a good birthday present.
That's not a bad birthday present.
I'm going to go crazy.
All of a sudden, 12,000 in action before noon.
We had another winning night last night, depending on how you bet us. If you went strictly off the cup of coffee a day parlay, we were 3-2.
Oh,
if you decided to not go with Gorms Houston on that and you decided to go with my Cincinnati, then you were 4-1. Just, you know, something to think about. What else did we have? The Atlanta Braves are hot.
Yes, they are hot. Houston Astros, not so much.
Nope. The under in that game with Castillo on the mound obviously hit first five. The Cincinnati Reds covered the first five. 3-2 final, so you didn't get your game win there, Gorms. Mm-hmm. Todd with the Angels going against Edwin Jackson is stealing at this point.
It is. It really is. And I'll say this about Atlanta. Like right now, if we were like able to move anywhere, I would move to Atlanta just so I could be a Braves fan.
Oh, really?
That park is fucking incredible. I'm liking them as of late. They're fucking coming on.
It's too sticky in the summer down there for me.
It's a little humid.
It is. Yeah, you're right.
I'm not made to be in the South during the summer.
I have to remember what The Walking Dead was like. Yeah, they were always sweaty the entire time.
That's why disease spreads quickly there.
I lived there for 6 years.
Atlanta?
Oh, my gosh. The summers. There's 2 months. I mean, July, August, even into September.
Uh-huh.
You're just feeling great right out of the shower, 7:45, going to start your day, and you're fully lathered by the time you get to your car.
I went 3-1 yesterday, but my best bet was with the one loser, so that hurts.
You hate that.
You hate to see that. Our best bets overall, Gorms is now 0-2 in the week because he had the Astros. Todd is 1-1 because he had the Angels, and I dropped to 1-1 because I had the Tampa Bay Rays versus Tanaka, who decided to throw an absolute fucking gem, which I should have known because he dominates the Rays, but, you know, the stats told me otherwise, so go fuck myself, I guess.
How about that?
Zeed, how you been, buddy?
Oh, doing good. You know, I got a new jacket.
What kind of jacket?
It's a NASA jacket.
It looks fucking sick. It's
two
awesome.
Two sizes too small.
You had Zito. He's a closet gambler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I walked up the other day, talked to him. He's got a gambling website pulled up. Guy's just out here gambling.
Hold on a minute. Z, true?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, what's the locks only.
I know, but what's the last action you played? Honest.
I'm going to say actually the one Diggs gave me.
It was a winner.
Oh, yeah.
I
thought we played a game after that, but I can't remember which one.
Oh, boy.
No, actually, the last one was Gumpy sent me a soccer pick, and he fucked me over.
Yeah, well, you'll have that. I think he actually flies in today, so maybe he'll join us on the show tomorrow.
That'll be sweet.
And then what is tomorrow? Tomorrow's Wednesday, Thursday. I think we're going to be off Friday. We're traveling for a tour.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call it. Comedy tour?
Yeah. Live podcast/comedy tour.
So we'll be in Pittsburgh, Cincy, and Columbus this weekend. I assume we'll be back on Monday, though. But no, probably no show Friday. So don't expect us on Friday.
Man, all you got to do is check your social media site.
Check your social media suck sites, and then we'll be right there. Oh, God. Is there any jerk-off games tonight? Does WNBA play tonight?
Oh, for God's sakes, Tony. Would you stop with that?
Oh, baby.
Good Lord. We're talking about some of the finest athletes in the world.
All right, let's go best bets for Gorm, stop. In studio?
That was not me.
Put your fucking jergens away.
was not me. That was
it's all over the mic.
Ones and twos. He's on it today.
All right, let's go. Best bets today. Gorms, you're in last. You have the responsibility of going first.
Okay.
Yep, give it. What do
so
you got?
So you want your best bet is what you're telling
your,
me. Like
your
my,
best bet. You're like, oh, this one's going to win.
Like my best bet.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. Shock the world time.
Shock him. Shock him.
Tato, you ready?
Shock him. I'm ready.
Sorry. I am going over 2.5 goals between Italy and Brazil in the Women's World Cup.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah. Explain it to
last
me.
Time,
tell me about it.
Last two times these two teams have played.
Okay.
Brazil both times winner, 4-1 and 5-3.
Okay, that's a lot of goals.
The over-under 2.5 right now. Now, I know teams have changed a little bit because it's now the World Cup, and in the last year that these two teams played, there's new personnel. But I'm sorry. Last two games, 5 goals and 8 goals, and the over-under's at 2.5. Somebody knows something, and maybe they don't know it the right way. That's what I'm trying to say, Todd.
I know. Right. I like what you're doing
I'm going over, man.
Because if there's two countries that play the beautiful game the way it's supposed to be
played. It's Italy and Brazil.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're not going to sit back. Yeah. They're not going to fucking park the bus.
You're saying they're undervalued.
Yes, very much so. And I think they're going to have an onslaught of goals today. My fingers are crossed. I'm not a soccer expert, but I've just been doing some research on this, Todd. And one other thing while we're at it.
Oh, boy.
The Men's World Cup, which is a long ways away. Just keep your eye on Jamaica because I found out last night that they can scoot.
Well, yeah. I mean, most of the time their sprinters go and dominate the Olympics. But you're saying they're going over to the pitch?
Every one of them. Every player on the pitch can scoot for Jamaica.
Yeah, but do they have the skills?
Yeah, that's the tough question.
Did Zito, Usain Bolt play for them?
No.
Not yet.
He went and tried and played somewhere. He doesn't have the foot skills.
You need that.
Foot speed, but no foot skills.
Correct. Got it. Well said. Zito, what do you think is a better country? Where would you rather visit, Brazil or Italy?
Italy all day.
Thank you. Good.
Much safer.
Well, I would just want to go to the statue of Jesus.
It's a good statue.
But that's the only thing I'd go.
Would you go up the mountain or would you look at it up from the city?
From the city.
Yeah, smart.
Probably from the airport and get the fuck out.
Gorms, I love that best bet pick.
I'm going
Todd,
with it.
Between me and you, let me flip the pen and see which way it points. What would you say that's towards?
Let me be the judge.
Who would you say?
That's Todd.
It's right at you. Looks like it's right at you.
Gorm said Todd. I'm going to give him impartial third party.
I'm going from the back, and it's leaning Todd's way.
Go ahead, Todd. Best bet. Don't take mine.
Houston money line at Cincinnati.
Yes!
Justin Verlander is starting for Houston. He is as good right now as anyone who gets paid to throw a ball. He's 9-2, 2.41 ERA. In his last outing against the Brewers, he had 15 Ks and 0 walks. The Reds are throwing Desclafani.
Yep.
You know what?
Fuck them.
Astros offense going to have a good time against him tonight, I think. And then you're going to look at Verlander shutting down the Reds. I think they win this by 5 or 6.
Nice. Runs. Okay.
I would take the run line, but I'm trying not to fuck myself right now. I'm trying to get my stats back.
Fun fact, Houston's awful in the last couple of games. This is not the Houston we know. Nothing to turn around their slumping last couple of games than throwing Verlander.
Exactly. This is the move. They're like, hey, we've got to change what's going on right now. Let's get right.
They probably have one of those in-house meetings where you bring in a poster board of the owner, and then you strip off a piece of clothing with every win, and then you make a run to the pennant, just like the Cleveland Indians did.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, great movie.
You guys remember? Movie? What are you talking about?
It was like a movie.
No, it was a documentary.
All right.
It was a true story.
I missed it.
Yeah, well, guy was selling white walls and decided he didn't know if he wanted to be a coach or not.
He may run like Mays, but he hits like shit.
My best bet, it's coming from the Atlanta Braves and New York Mets game. Didn't know which direction I wanted to go, whether I wanted to take the first 5 under or did I want to take the Atlanta Braves for the whole game. And I'll tell you why. Here, let me tell you why, okay? Julio Teheran is on the mound for the Atlanta Braves. He's got a 1.85 ERA at home this season. Not bad, right?
2.92 overall.
Well, yeah, let me tell you about his last 3 starts in June, okay? He's got a 0.53 ERA.
Look at this guy.
Let me tell you about his last 6 starts since the beginning of May, 0.81 ERA. Don't come at me with your fucking 2-whatever overall, okay?
Let me come at you with this then, Tony.
Guy's been hot.
He is very hot, right?
Let's go
with another guy who's been hot. He's facing Jacob DeGrom tonight, okay?
Oh, has DeGrom been hotter than fucking Teheran?
Not really in the one wins and loss. What is he, 3-6?
No, I think he's lost his last fucking 4 games, mm-hmm. to be honest. If we're being honest here.
Yep.
Let me pull this up real quick for you, Gorms. Let me read off to you.
We're trying to be on the right side.
Yeah, we definitely are.
What Teheran's outings have been like over the last 2 months. Can I Can I do that, Gorms?
Yeah. By the way, I'm on your side on this.
So. I don't think you are.
Yeah, like, I really
you just
am.
Came back at me. No, with the DeGrom nonsense.
It's one of my plays today.
All right. So his last outings, going from most recent to farthest away. He went six, gave up one. He went six, gave up zero. Went six, gave up zero. Went six, gave up one. Went six, gave up one. Went six, gave up zero. Went six, gave up one. Went six, gave up zero.
Wow.
He gave up 4 and 3 in his first two starts. If it wasn't for those,
Can I
would be in the Cy Young race.
Can I piggyback something on that?
Piggyback it.
Jacob DeGrom, we heard the numbers by Tony Diggs. Mm-hmm. Now let me give you some Atlanta Braves. Last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games.
Okay.
12 runs, 15 runs, 9 runs, 8 runs, 7 runs, 13 runs.
Yeah.
The bats are hot.
Yeah, so Atlanta is third versus right-handed pitching in the last 30 days. Mm-hmm. DeGrom has been continually getting better. He's got 2.2 ERA in June. So that's why I was leaning towards the first five under. But I think for those reasons, and Atlanta's swinging a fucking hot stick, my best bet is going to be Atlanta as a dog at home. They're currently plus 105. I'm going to take them there.
They started at 125, and it's moving right now.
Atlanta, the last 30 days, number one in bullpen ERA. The New York Mets, number 30 in bullpen ERA.
Beautiful.
Good stat.
So I'm going to go with Atlanta money line for the game, but I'm also throwing the under first five in there.
There it is.
Just in case these two come out and both throw a gem.
Quick and efficient. I got one major league play.
Let's go straight in the major league play.
The exact play. I'm taking the game, the money line, the Atlanta Braves at home.
Okay. So just like me.
Yep. Not doing the first five, though.
No, I'm not doing first five for that. I'm only doing first five for the under. Gotcha. I'm going game because of the bullpen advantage for the Atlanta Braves.
I like it.
Todd, you got any more baseball?
I do. I got Arizona first five money line versus Colorado.
Okay.
Merrill Kelly starts for Arizona. He's 7-6 with a 3.73 ERA.
Yep.
And he's last 22.1 innings. He's only allowed 2 earned runs.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And he has 23 Ks and only 3 walks in his last 4 starts. He is in fuego right now. Lay this bet. I know Arizona isn't great at home, but Colorado, also they're 10-15 as the road underdog. This is a good bet.
Nice. It's a great bet. Okay, Z.
Let's hear it.
How's your Cubbies been?
Huh. They're right now in the West Coast right now. Yeah, that's all I know.
They're a huge favorite. They're like minus 250,
right?
Yeah. That's pretty much a line that you're not allowed to take.
Yeah.
Cole Hamels is minus 260 versus Ivan Nova and the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're not in the West Coast. It's a crosstown rival. How do you feel about the White Sox?
I hate them. Yeah. There's actually a very good sandwich place like a block away from the stadium, though. That's the only reason why I go to the South Side. But yeah, other than that,
what's it called? Do you remember?
Rico Benny's.
Fucking gotta go to Rico Benny's.
Like the Nationals money line at home against the Phillies.
Ooh.
The Phillies are 19th in the league hitting against lefties on the road since April 1st. They face Patrick Corbin. He's 5-5, 4.11 ERA. But the Phillies are throwing Jake Arrieta, mm-hmm. who just seems to be getting worse and worse as the season goes on.
Well, the PDs are wearing off.
Yes, exactly. So I think the Nationals, they were undervalued earlier. They were like a minus 123, and now they're up to minus 154. So people are catching on. We're on the right side of this one. Go with the Nationals money line against the Phillies. And then I also like the Twins money line at home against Boston.
Oh, Twinsy. Boston's hot.
Yep. The Twins are coming off 2 consecutive losses, and Boston is on a 6-game win streak. But the Twins have not lost 3 consecutive games all season. They will come out hot tonight against David Price, who is coming off, even though he's having a great season, coming off his worst start all year. So I look for the Twins to go nuts tonight.
Good call, Todd.
I got a little toe in the water game.
Let me have it.
Tigers and Pirates, over.
Really?
We're going over.
It's in Pittsburgh.
Over the 8.5. Yeah, we're down in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
We're down PNC. Go do yourself a favor. Go to Tequila Cowboys before a game. You get yourself a couple IC lights and you head over in a game. Get yourself a couple more IC lights. You're having yourself a good time. You're watching balls fly on the mound. You understand?
No, but I get it.
Mitch Keller's on the mound for the Pirates, okay? He's got 2 starts this season. He's gone 3 innings and 4 innings. He's giving up 6 earned runs each start. Not great, okay? The ERA is like 12-something. Daniel Norris is on the mound.
Oh, boy. I like this kid, but he just can't pull it together.
He can't pull it together. Jeez. He's got an ERA over 5. The total is only 8.5. I'm not sure what the fuck is going on there. So I'm going the over 8.5 there in the game.
Go in the water or you're going in?
I'm going in. Fuck
atta
it.
Boy. Atta boy.
I'm not just fucking pussyfooting around here. You know, we're jumping all the way in.
Atta boy.
WNBA today. What do you got, Gourmet?
We got one game on the slate tonight, and this is an odd line.
Isn't it?
I've been trying to dissect this. It's a 10:30 Eastern tip tonight.
Oh, I'll be up.
The Washington Mystics, led, of course, by Elena Delladon, who has not played great in her last three games. She missed the first few games of the season due to injury. But the Mystics are not talking to the press these days.
Yeah, why would they?
I'm just saying. They are boycotting the press.
Fuck 'em.
For different reasons. And they're not playing too well.
Bunch of misogynistic pigs at press.
No, I wouldn't say that, Tony. But let's go to the other side. The L.A. Sparks, led, of course, by who? Todd loves this player. The big lady in the middle, Maria Vadiva. She's averaging 24 points a game.
It's his background picture right now.
This season.
Oh, yeah.
She's at 24 a game, but the Ogumike girls.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about them.
Chine. She's the new one who went with her sister from Connecticut to L.A.
Correct, yeah, you have
and you've seen her on ESPN and whatnot, but she's getting comfortable in L.A. now.
Oh, yeah, why wouldn't you?
I like it. Beautiful L.A., weather. This line started at -1 for the Washington Mystics. Wherever you looked, it was different. I looked at another site, it was -3 L.A. Sparks.
Oh, really?
So this thing has been dancing around. So what I finally got it as is the Sparks -2 at home against the struggling, flailing Washington Mystics. That is my WNBA pick tonight. Take the Sparks -2 against Washington.
I'm going to give you the Sparks -1.5. How does that make you feel?
I was just going to say that the Cubs are currently a half game back.
Oh, that's on me.
Behind the Brewers. So look for that to change.
The Brewers fucking quietly just keep chugging along.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me.
Well, the Cubs spotted them like 12 games at the beginning of the season,
yeah.
If we're being honest. Any other bets today?
I do. This one is a futures bet.
Okay.
Tomorrow there's an 11 a.m. tip in the WNBA.
Oh, yeah, get it out.
11 a.m. tip. The Indiana Fever travel to Atlanta to take on the Dream. Here's the problem.
Okay.
There's no line set yet.
Yeah, obviously. It's tomorrow.
Atlanta's awful.
Okay.
Indy's not much better, but they do show signs of life.
Why don't you take a little money line then? Just predict them.
I'm going to take the money line. I'm going to take the Fever on the road over Atlanta.
Okay.
But this is, again, with a blind spread the way it's going. But I like the Fever to go in and beat Atlanta.
Okay.
It's a futures.
Zed, who's your favorite WNBA team?
Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All day.
Chicago Sky.
Yeah, yeah. Good pick. You ever been to a Sky game?
Actually, I've never been to a Sky game, but I heard it's a great time.
Oh, it is. It's fantastic.
How many Sky games you been to?
I've never been to one. I've been to a WNBA game, but no Sky games.
All right, let's go to the Cup of Coffee a Day parlay.
Let's go.
Atlanta Braves, money line. I got them at +105. We're taking that all day. Under 4.5 in that same game, first five. Houston Astros, money line from Todd. First five, Arizona Diamondbacks from Todd. The Washington Nationals from
Toto.
Toto.
Yep.
The Minnesota Twins from Todd. The over 8.5 from me. Gorms, did you make any baseball picks?
He did.
Thanks for listening on this show. Both you guys.
Who did you have?
God's sakes. I like the Braves running away.
He double stamped.
Yeah,
so it's in there.
Yeah. I double stamped.
And that was your baseball pick.
Yeah, but
I got news for you. Your best bet, the over 2.5 in Italy, Brazil, is not allowed to be placed in a parlay.
Why is that?
I don't know. The site just won't let me
All right, then fine. Let's go Australia versus Jamaica. I'm taking the over 4 there. Throw that in.
Oh, you think just another soccer total is just going to fucking be able to put in there?
Maybe they had some injuries or something. But actually, okay.
Well, maybe other sites are different. Maybe people can put that in their parlay. You know, I don't know what's happening.
You want me to just do this? Brazil's a better team.
Oh, do you want me to see if that works?
Yeah, because I would bet. I'm betting the over on this, but I would also, if I was betting this game, which I wasn't planning on it, I'd take Brazil, who's won 4-1 and 5-3 the last year that these two teams have played.
It does allow the game pick. It just does not allow the over to be in the parlay.
That's weird.
That's sticking it.
So you just want to go with Brazil in there?
I do. I like Brazil in that one. I also like Australia versus Jamaica.
Are we throwing that in there too? Are we getting fucking weird?
This is not my call, man.
I'm just telling you, I did some research, and I like Brazil today and Australia today.
Way to go out on a limb with Australia over Jamaica. They're only 5 gold fucking favorites.
Well, I'm saying if you dibble up, you dibble them up in a parlay or something.
$5 to win 619.
Now we're talking.
Let's go.
All right, Gourmet's nice addition there. And we continue today our 32 teams in 32 days-ish NFL preview with the Los Angeles San Diego Chargers.
Covered your badges.
Joining us now to preview the Los Angeles Chargers for our 32 teams in 32 days-ish NFL preview. We welcome on Garrett Sisti. He is the host of the Lightning Round podcast, so make sure you check that out. Check him out on Twitter at Garrett Sisti. Garrett, thank you so much for joining us today on this beautiful podcast that we like to call Bro Bets.
Thank you, Ish. I appreciate that. I can't wait to get started.
Well, you know, we probably should have thought of a better name for this little thing that we're doing here. But, you know, we take off Saturdays and Sundays, yeah. So it's 32 teams in 32 days. Ish. People yeah. understand. Ish. People get it.
No, I get it.
So we start off every single call that we do with people on here that we bring on. The number that Las Vegas has decided is the proper win total for the San Diego.
Jeez, Tony.
Jeez, I knew. I almost made a bet with you before yeah. the show started that you, there was no way you were not going to say
is,
San Diego.
Is Garrett still there, or did he hang up?
I've been doing this for 2 years now. I just can't get it out of my head. I can't. Do you have that
no,
issue?
No, I totally get it. No, everybody does it, and even in the intro, I heard you go the. Yeah, oh, yeah. He even did that pause to think about it.
I have to. I mean, just I grew up with San Diego. I didn't grow up with Los Angeles Chargers. That's yeah. just what happened. The total is 9.5. How do you feel about that number for them this year?
I feel really good about it, and I would take the absolute over on that. That's really low for a team that went 12-4 last year, didn't lose any of their big key free agents in the offseason, got better through the draft. So. You know, and they're fully healthy this year. So I would absolutely take the over. This is easy money. 9.5 is too low. I think their floor is 10 wins this season. They're looking really good. The division got a little bit better, but Chargers still strong, and they're looking to go deeper in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I would say the division did get a little bit better, I guess, but the Raiders getting a little bit better doesn't mean that they're going to beat the Chargers. And the Broncos getting a little bit better does, I guess, Flacco maybe. Gives them a little bit more of a chance, but I would argue that the Chiefs maybe digressed a little bit, so maybe a better chance there. Todd, did you have a question?
I do. First of all, let me just say congratulations because your team is in a really good spot right now. What a solid fucking roster. Anything less than a Super Bowl run is a disappointment, and that's a good spot to be in.
You're right, Todd.
But let's get to the big issues, the most important issues. Any chance you guys bring back Antonio Gates for one more year? I mean, you seem a little thin at tight end if Hunter Henry goes out again. Or is Virgil Green worth the money that he's being paid?
Yes, there's a very good chance Antonio Gates gets re-signed. Wow. They did nothing in the offseason to ensure that they would have a backup for Hunter Henry, who has proven that he can't stay healthy for 16 games. Yeah. So, again, if Hunter Henry goes down, they're in major trouble. Virgil Green, who's always been a tight end 2 or 3 with the Broncos before the Chargers, had his chance last year to break out. It was the first time he finally got starters minutes, was the featured tight end in the offense, and he proves he's nothing more than a blocking tight end who will catch a few balls, maybe a touchdown or two. So they are strapped at tight end. They didn't do anything in free agency, nothing in the draft. We all thought that they would at least address somebody, get some tight end in free agency or the draft. They didn't. So getting Antonio Gates is a good bet as well. Probably later on in the year, they will definitely not bring him in training camp because he's got those old legs. That, like they did last year, they didn't bring him on until week one. They kind of snuck him in, had this kind of side deal like, hey, you know, we'll sign you once the season starts so you don't have to go through the wear and tear of training camp. So there's a pretty good chance they end up re-signing Antonio Gates because, you know, look, he's nothing near what he was at one point, but he still is when he's on the field. He still takes looks away, you know.
Absolutely.
They still have to account for him on the field, and that's worth something. So at the very least, they could bring on Antonio Gates, and he's a better decoy than Virgil Green is a starting tight end.
I'll be honest. I think that Antonio Gates, now at this point in his career, I said this when I watched him last year, he kind of looks like a taller Mike Tolbert at this point. I don't know if you've seen that. Gorms is your ass.
All right, Garrett, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. Desmond King, Derwin James, Casey Hayward, Bosa, Melvin Ingram, first rounder Jerry Tillery. Is this defense going to be nasty this year? Because on paper, it sure looks that way.
We'll get Thomas Davis.
And Thomas Davis, the new linebacker. Yeah.
Yep. Added Thomas Davis. You know, in the playoffs, they got killed up the middle in the first and second levels, and they did everything they could to try to fix that this offseason. You know, picking up Jerry Tillery to man the inside, picking up Thomas Davis. They drafted two linebackers. And then on the back end, they had a problem at free safety, too. And they picked up Nasir Adderley, who was a lot of people's draft favorites. He fell to the end of the second round. So this defense is what's going to win them ball games. The offensive line is still an issue, but the defense is going to keep them in games, and you know they're going to have to clamp down. And they did last season. They, you know, every single game came down to just a few points, and it had to come down to one stop by the defense, and they ended up pulling it out more times than not. So this defense is going to be nasty. Joey Bosa was out for 8 games last year. He's fully healthy now. Add a pass rusher on the inside now in Jerry Tillery, and you've got a pretty good group. Add Thomas Davis, the veteran presence in the middle. They re-signed Denzel Perryman again, so he's in. So Derwin James being able to roam everywhere. Mm-hmm. This defense is going to be nasty, and the thing to look for is last year they ran that dime defense where they called it a big nickel, where they ran an extra DB instead of a linebacker. They had Adrian Phillips in there, and they were really fast. And it was really hard to throw on them. So there's going to be a lot of that this year, too.
Well, I'm sorry. Did we mention Jerry Tillery, the beast from Notre Dame?
Yes, we did.
odds-on favorite for a rookie defensive player of the year?
Yeah, I believe
we did.
Yeah. Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure.
Hey, Joey Bosa, will he win a defensive player of the year before his career is done?
Yes, he will.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't mean to interrupt.
Oh, we have a special guest here.
Garrett, Pat McAfee has entered the room.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, Garrett's on.
Garrett, what's up, dude?
Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, no, I left 10 minutes ago when he said San Diego Chargers.
Everybody said it, Garrett. You're going to stop paying attention to football in general if that's the case. Garrett, this might go over your head a little bit. I just have an announcement to make for the room.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, buddy.
It was just announced by Zoomf.
Okay.
A blue verified check mark Twitter company.
Okay.
They help teams, brands, and agencies measure the value of sponsorships and understand their audiences on social networks.
Okay.
They made an announcement today on their Twitter. The top influencers of the U.S. Open were Pat McAfee Show and 4Play Pods. Riggs Barstool.
Wow.
Nice.
Garrett, if you didn't see over the weekend, Pat got kicked off Twitter for just
tweeting about the U.S.
just
Open.
Just bringing entertainment to the U.S. Open.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I said a prayer for that tweet. I'm sorry about that, Pat.
Garrett, I appreciate that. This is a massive L for the USGA.
It is.
And I am awaiting an apology, and I will let you guys go back to your thing.
Awesome. Congrats, bro.
Pat McAfee, everybody.
It's not congrats.
Oh, no, okay.
It's just right. It's just the
it's
truth.
The world making things right.
And by the way,
in spite of
a lot of lawyers
the
have been sending me a lot of messages. Fair use is a real law.
Fair use.
I could go to fucking court against the USGA if I wanted
you.
To. I hate them. You're welcome.
Hey, thanks, Pat.
Sorry, Gordon.
You're good. Great announcement.
Garrett, the San Diego Chargers can fucking dog me.
Tell you what, Garrett, that doesn't happen every time we have an interview here.
We're privileged. That.
Yeah. He's just very excited just about what just in. Happened.
Hey, back to the Chargers. Tyrell Williams, man. Tyrell Williams, that's a big hole to fill. And will Mike Williams step up and fill that?
Yeah, so, you know, Keenan's obviously the wide receiver one. Yep. But throughout the year, Mike Williams stepped up and was by far the wide receiver two by the end of the year. So he's turned into the wide receiver they drafted at number 7 finally. So he's a nice complimentary piece, a downfield threat. And, you know, Tyrell Williams was going to be a wide receiver three going into this season for the Chargers. And then was going to have targets taken away when Hunter Henry returns this season. Mm-hmm. So they weren't going to pay the money that somebody else was. So he was going to be gone, and he is. But in that spot, they have Travis Benjamin at the moment, who, you know, had a good year when he was in Cleveland, got some big money in free agency, has done nothing since then.
Nothing.
Real speedster, another downfield threat. But between Travis Benjamin and a wide receiver they drafted late last year, Dylan Cantrell. They also got Artavis Scott. There's a couple guys that are going to rotate there at wide receiver three, but right now it's going to be Travis Benjamin, Keenan Allen, and Mike Williams as the three wide receivers.
Yeah, I mean, as long as Keenan Allen and Mike Williams stay healthy, I think they're okay there. Back on the defense side, I wanted to ask you this. Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, Derwin James. If you were to guess before the season, if one of them were to win Defensive Player of the Year, which of those three would it be?
Derwin James.
I thought so.
Just because he does so much. Yeah. You know, they play him on the back end, the front end. They line him up at linebacker. He blitzes a lot. I mean, he's one of those players that you could put anywhere on the field. And they would, I think, if he puts up stats like he did last year, he's definitely going to take a jump up, because he kind of had to take over the back end because they were really struggling at free safety. So uh-huh. he was away from the football too much. They're going to have him real close to the football. He's going to be able to make a lot more plays and going to be a lot more aggressive. So though Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram are going to rack up sacks, I don't think they're going to blow the door off and be the sack leader in the NFL. They're definitely going to be top 10, maybe even top 5. But I think for a guy like Derwin James, who can rack up interceptions, led the team in tackles last year, can get sacks, he can really do it all.
Yep, hey, I agree with you completely.
Gus Bradley, you a believer in this guy? Obviously, what he built up in Seattle, his head coach experiments for the defensive coordinator. I'm talking about Ken Whisenhunt on the offensive side and Gus Bradley. Like you said, the under-over at 9.5, it should be well over coming off 12 wins. If they don't reach that, if this is another 500 San Diego team late in the year, one of those guys gone?
I would say they are, yeah. I think Ken, if you're a betting man, and of course it's a betting podcast, Ken Whisenhunt's the first to go.
First?
Uh-huh. This defense is a top-5 defense, not only on paper but on the field. They were one of the top defenses last year. They keep adding talent, and they keep getting better. Gus Bradley last year, to his credit, when everybody else was getting bigger and stronger up front, they were getting quicker and faster at the second level, adding that extra DB. And when nobody else in the NFL was, and offenses had a really hard time figuring it out, and they won a playoff game because they ran an extra DB out there against Baltimore and Lamar Jackson, and Lamar couldn't go anywhere. You know, he wanted a rush, but there was an extra DB who's fast enough to catch up with him, and Adrian Phillips. So Gus Bradley has at least earned himself another year or two. Ken Whisenhunt and his offense still struggles, and they've got too many weapons. And that offensive line isn't great, but with Phillip Rivers and Keenan Allen, now Hunter Henry, Mike Williams, there's just too much there, and you should be putting up points every Sunday. And sometimes they would just stall out, and when they need a first down, it would be the defense that would bail them out. Mm-hmm. So Ken Whisenhunt has had his issues with the Chargers, and you know, even last year when they had the problems getting past the Patriots in the playoffs, there were talks that he may not be here in 2019. They ended up retaining all their coaches this year, but Ken Whisenhunt will definitely be the first to go if they don't get over that 9.5.
Fair enough. Garrett, are you fired up for the Powder Blues or what?
Man, it's the best jersey in football.
Absolutely.
And man, and then they added the gold face mask, the gold sleeves. It's gorgeous. It is the best jersey. I love it. And to see it more and more than just, two times a year.
I know. And those home fans that come out, all 26,000 of them each week. I mean, no, you're moving into the big barn next year. Have you caught any glimpse of what's going on over at Hollywood Park, the future home of the Chargers?
Yeah, seen it. It's going to be up pretty soon, and we'll see if they can fill seats, that's for sure.
I think
they're definitely behind on the PSL. They are nowhere near where they should be.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of fucked up that the stadium is shaped like the Ram when there's two teams when there's two teams playing there. It was kind of a cheap shot there. Garrett, we'll get you out of here on this. We do this with everyone. Week one, we'll make you make a pick here in June. The Chargers are 3-point favorites against the Indianapolis Colts.
Oof.
How do you feel about that tough opener?
I hate it. You know, if you want to, if you're taking bets, why not, go with the +8 on Philly? If they're giving 8, take that sucker's bet, or the +3 with the Chiefs in Jacksonville. But here, I just, this is tough because the Chargers should win this game. The Colts got a lot better, and I think they're going to be a sleeper team this year. But 3 points is tough because the Chargers are notoriously slow out the gate. Mm-hmm. They've lost their first game in week one under Anthony Lynn both years he's been here. They went 0-4 in 2017. They went 1-2 in 2018. So they are always slow to begin the year. So to get a team like the Colts, who are going to be pretty good at +3, my feeling is it's a push, but if you want me to make a decision, I would say it's an under. I think it's so close. It's going to be separated by a point or two.
Hey, incredible gambling knowledge there to say to take the Redskins with the +8 and the points and the Jaguars with the +5. I appreciate that. If my decision here will be if the line moves to 2.5 and 3.5, I'll probably decide the game that way.
Yeah.
Thank you, Garrett.
Garrett, thank you so much. As I said, find Garrett at the Lightning Round Podcast on Twitter at Garrett Sisti. Garrett, thank you so much for coming on, and good luck this season.
Thanks, Garrett.
Yeah, man. Just like your theme says, if you want to be rich, go take the Redskins.
Thanks, Garrett.
Thanks, buddy.
See you.
Thanks. Bye.